Hi, good afternoon. Watching the tape from yesterday, I thought we came out with a purpose. It was important for us to start fast this week. I thought we did that. We planned on taking the ball offensively, but we lost the toss and they deferred, so we were kind of happy about that anyway. We went down and converted third downs. We went down and scored touchdowns. Defensively, I think the first series was a 3 or 4 and out, so that was good. You know, and I think our guys kind of played with a chip on their shoulder this week. The preparation was great. Their demeanor was good all week in practice, and they practice good every week. So, you know, but I'm proud of how they came out and performed. There's a lot of things that we got to clean up. We got to do a lot better in a lot of different areas. But the physicality, the passion that we played with, the intensity that we played with, I think all of those things were very, very good. Questions?
When you went back and watched the film, what stood out about the run defense?
Well, they ran a couple of the same plays that we got the week before, but we played them really, really good. We played with good technique. We got in the right place. I think we were intent on making sure that we did things correctly. I think the players did a good job this week, and the coaches did a good job this week of getting back to some of the basics that we needed to do. It was much better. There was a couple situations late that it wasn't good. We got tired. It was late in the end of the first half that wasn't very good that I was disappointed in. But overall, it was much better, yes.
How are you going to keep that chip on their shoulder after a win? It's easy after a loss.
Yeah. It's a good point. And hopefully, when I talked to the team this morning, I mentioned to them about what good teams do and how we do it. And I'll have a chip on my shoulder this week, too. So.
You mentioned yesterday about how your conversation with Parcells, and I guess it was referred to as taking the cheese. Is that the common expression? And then how do you kind of talk to the players along those lines?
I talked to him about that last night, but Coach actually called me last night too. So, but you know, I just this is a good week to be demanding. That's a good week to be demanding.
Was that the physicality you wanted to see in the running game, not only from Adrian but your offensive line as well?
I thought the offensive line did a very nice job. We got onto their defensive linemen. We got up on the second level. We stayed on the double teams good. I thought the tight ends blocked well. And then Adrian adds a physicality to when he's running the football as well. So I think the receivers did a nice job. Jarius Wright did a nice job going in there and cracking guys when they had the safeties down in the box. I think that overall mentality was important. We're trying to develop that mentality, the toughness and the physicality. That's what we want to be as a football team.
Did you sense that in the opening drive that it was going to be a good day for them? For the offensive line.
Well, I thought they were coming off the ball well, and I think that going back and thinking of the 18 games that I've been here now, I think, you know, they played pretty much with a chip on their shoulder too. That may be the first time I've really seen them say, hey, we got you today, coach. You know, and when I go around, I shake guys' hands before the game, you know, about four of those offensive linemen said, I got you today, coach.
About players who will kind of draw penalties for playing aggressive, kind of like what Khalil did in the game?
Well, I don't want penalties, obviously, but we are trying to build a physical, tough presence, and I want our guys to finish blocks. We have to stop on the whistle, But I like the mentality of that part. Now we got to be smarter and stop on the whistle. But you know, he was trying to finish on that particular play. He was late, and there's no question it was a penalty. But I like the mindset. I don't like the penalty. I like the mindset.
As long as Norv has been in the league, and how long you've worked with him, how much do you weigh in on offensive strategy, and what do you just kind of totally turn over to him?
There's some each week that we sit and talk every. Let's see, what's tomorrow? Tuesday. We sit and talk every Tuesday, and then we talk throughout the course of the week. But I have ultimate confidence in everything that he does. But we discuss all the different things, and you know, I sit down with Teddy and watch tape with him every week. So I'm involved, but more involved with the defense.
Defensive line to look like when they're firing on all cylinders? They seem to be a big part of what you're able to do.
Yeah, I do. I thought our linebackers played well too, much better than the week before. I thought they played well. I thought they played aggressive and downhill, and but we can rush the quarterback better than what we did. I know we hit him a lot, but there was times when I felt like we can do better than what we did.
Those hits added up on. Do you feel like those hits on Stafford, though, kind of added up and took a toll on him late in the game?
I don't know. You'd have to check with him. You know, we always want to hit the quarterback as many times as we can. If they're going to throw the ball all day, we want to hit them. Yeah.
Played a career low in snaps. How is that transition going? That some games he'll play less, and it seems like he's handling like a pro.
He is handling like a pro, and we probably should have played him a little bit more last week. But you know what? I'm not going to worry about how many guys, what they think about how much they should play. My job is to get this football team to win. And some weeks they get more plays, and some weeks they get less plays. So I'm not going to get into all that stuff with the players, and I think they understand it. And Chad's a professional. I love him. He's a great kid. He's a leader. He's a captain. And I think he's enjoying his time. Would he like to play more? I'm sure he would. But it's just the way it goes.
We've talked a lot about Teddy's maturity and his poise, but yesterday he even said he's thinking less. Maybe it's more instinctive, especially when Adrian missed that block and he kind of flicked the pass out to him. But he said he's kind of out of his own head. Is this what you've been waiting to see from him? I mean, you've always loved what he does and the kind of person he is, but that he can play on instinct too now.
Yeah, you know, there was a play in the game where there was a play in the game that kind of what you're addressing now that happened. The headset went out, and he called a play, and it ended up being a first down, the play that he called. You know, he kind of looked over at me and smiled. So, you know, when that kind of stuff is going on, then you feel like, you know, this kid's really starting to come along.
Basically, a penalty. You almost understand the mentality, but what about the bar and the Wallace penalties? What did you address with that?
Those were dumb penalties. Yeah, I mean, in Anthony, for some reason, he got upset about something during the game, and the guy he slowed down when he stepped out of bounds, but he was out of bounds, and I mean, there's no need to do that. We want to play tough, clean, smart football, and that was not tough, clean, and smart. And Mike, I addressed it pretty quick when I talked to him, and he said, "Coach, that won't happen again." So sometimes we all make mistakes too, but sometimes they have to get my point across to them as well.
Mike, you guys gave the ball to Adrian 31 times yesterday. That was, you know, a little bit more than half your offensive plays. Is that an ideal workload for him? Is that sustainable throughout the rest of the 16-game schedule?
Well, he played about the number of plays that we wanted him to play, that we talk about, you know, somewhere in there in the 50 range, playing about that many plays. Each game is going to be different. We're not going to go in saying we're going to hand him the ball 31 times or he's going to catch 10 passes. We're not going to go into the game that way. We're going to go into the game with a specific plan, And, you know, it's just like we do things defensively. If things are working, then we continue on. If not, then we look for other avenues to exploit. And I think, you know, he was running with a purpose yesterday, and so it was good to see. But each game's going to be different.
Yesterday's game, though, was kind of proof about what can happen when you guys get the running game going, whether it was, you know, Teddy's bootleg TD or the reverse to Jarius or even just the play-action passes that, you know, once teams have to worry about the running game, it's really going to create opportunities for everyone else, especially Teddy.
I think it's important, and that because as you saw during the course of the ball game, they started dropping the safety in a lot more so that they can get some extra guys in the box, and then it starts opening up some other areas, like you said. And you know, part of it is, too, you got to be able to run against extra guys in the box at times as well, which we did several times yesterday. You know, the great backs, they say, give me the extra guy. And he does that some as well yesterday.
Kind of settling in at middle linebacker now.
I thought he played well yesterday. I thought he did, I think he had one bad play on my recollection right now, but I thought he played good. He was in the right spot. He lined up good. He did a good job in the running game. He was, you know, he knocked one ball down in the passing game, and, you know, and probably should have got him in there a little bit more as well.
Is that why he was in the middle toward the end, just because he had played a lot in the base?
No, not really. It was more that the other guys had a lot of plays, and I'm trying to keep some guys fresh, you know, toward the end of the game. I think at the end of the game, we looked a little bit sloppy. So we're just trying to, you know, even some of those things out. It's fortunate for us that we have some depth at that position, at the defensive line, in the secondary. And so the more we can use these players, the better it is.
How do you feel Eric Kendricks did? It seemed that was his first kind of extended run.
I think he did well. You know, there was a couple plays, obviously, you wish he had back, but I think for the most part he was in the right position. I think he's going to continue to get better. I think all this playing time that he's starting to get and understanding his role is going to keep helping him, but he needs to be better.
Detroit's last drive, that really long 18 play, 21 with the 21. Penalties. Mm-hmm. Did you ever ask for or get an explanation why there wasn't a measurement on that real close fourth down play?
No, you know what happened? It was right before the 2 minute warning. It was on the far side of the field. I couldn't see where the ball was, and I didn't have any challenges left. And so, after the 2 minute warning, or during the 2 minute warning, the official came over and said they marked it as a first down. So, but I didn't ask him about a measurement or anything like that.
Time for two more.
How do you feel Anderson Dejo turned out yesterday?
Excuse me?
How do you feel Anderson Dejo did in the full day of work yesterday?
I thought he did better. He tackled well. Thought he, you know, Sendejo always goes pretty fast, full speed. But I thought he did a nice job in his open field tackles. I thought he was in the right place in coverage. And I thought that he continues to keep working on his communication with the other players.
Looking at the film on Peterson's fumbles yesterday, do you see any common theme that's easily correctable? Or
well, yes, we need to correct those quickly because we can't have those fumbles. But yeah, there's some things we have to do to take care of that, and we'll be working on them this week.
See his role now moving forward.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. He hasn't practiced in 2 weeks, so we'll see how it goes with practice and kind of where he is. And, you know, he's been able to sit in the meetings and do that stuff. But, you know, until we see him out on the field, I don't know. Okay. Thank you.